First, let's go check in with Mark Kuhl, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. He is standing by live on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. How you doing, Mark?
Doing okay, Bill. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon to you. I just mentioned that you guys had a break with your executive council. You hoped you would get some more clarity on volleyball and soccer and swimming and diving today, but you're going to meet tomorrow, and you guys are keeping those conversations confidential. Can you tell me what the mood, the theme, without giving specifics, in this executive council two-hour meeting today, and you're going to deliver on your promise, which you said, clarity by August 20th tomorrow. What was the theme, the mood? What was that room like in terms of your Zoom conference?
It was, you have a lot of different voices in the room. You've got superintendents, principals, and ADs, and the reason they're there is to represent their corners of the state. We're a very diverse state, and that diversity is really apparent when our board does meet. So, as you said, we are in recess for today. We are going to then pick back up again tomorrow. And then what we will do is, and of course, going back to late July, we had targeted August 20th is the date that we would have further guidance and direction for that group of sports, and that's what will happen tomorrow. So when our board concludes tomorrow, we will first communicate with our schools, which has been our process, to where our school community will get an email from our office that will detail exactly plans and decisions moving forward, and then following that, we'll get that out to media and push that out on our social media platforms. And then, Bill, if you've got time tomorrow, I'd be more than happy to come on again and be able to answer questions that folks may have. You know, I know that there's a lot of heartburn and frustration with just about everything right now COVID related, and obviously football is a part of that. What we have tried to do since Friday is that questions and concerns, we tried to answer those. Every media request, I've tried to fulfill that, to where we're not hiding anything from anybody, that we are trying to continue to be as completely honest and transparent, and that we've been going back to March. So that's where our board is at as they went into recess for today. We'll pick up again tomorrow and have some plans moving forward. Our schools will hear from us first, and then, like I said, Bill, would be more than happy to take questions and give your listeners some of the reasons why, in terms of the course that will be finalized and set tomorrow.
Yeah, we will do that again same time tomorrow at 3:05. Away from your executive council conversation today, and we'll talk about that tomorrow at 3 o'clock, right around 3:05 here on the Huge Show across Michigan. The push that some are trying to get high school football back, they want to save the season. They see what the Big Ten parents and players are doing, trying to save the season. Any chance? I said there wasn't any chance at all. That was just my opinion. But any chance at all you could reverse your decision to not play high school football in the fall?
Anything that was talked about today with our board, like I said, we'll be able to communicate tomorrow. So I don't even want to give an answer, because of course folks would speculate and read into that in every different direction. We pledged August 20th. Tomorrow's the 20th, and after our board finishes up, we'll communicate from there. So, Bill, if that's a question that gets posed 24 hours from now, would certainly be able to give an answer then.
That would be awesome, Mark. And I understand why you guys want to make sure you're all in unison, that you're transparent, and that's why you took a break, and you make sure you deliver the message, you look at the data, because that's a question I get from a lot of people since last Friday, when the Big Ten shut it down, Mark, that in terms of high school football, what was the medical data, leaning on your medical professionals? Was there that crossing point where you just said, nope, this is why football can't go?
Well, I think you need to ask that question the opposite way, is what data when you're in the midst of a pandemic, says that it's safe to play football. And I'm not sure that that there's any data available to suggest that. You're looking at overall numbers and overall trends. Certainly, you look at the percentage of young people that have gotten it over the summer is up. But no, I think what one lesson we've all learned over the last 5 months is you see, we've been inundated with data, and certainly data can always be tilted or slanted based on your point of view. And so certainly, you know, the data for not playing or the data for playing, for that matter, I think there's items out there that can support that conversation in both directions. So, but no, like I said, tomorrow will be a day, and Bill, I know with your social media networks and folks, you know, with questions that they want to have answers to, I just think since we've, you know, really targeted that our next information release is going to be tomorrow the 20th, and again, we're people of our word. You may disagree with decisions and you know, ways that you know, we've had to be flexible and fluid here during COVID, but if nothing else, we do what we say and we say what we do, and that next release will be tomorrow on the 20th, and we'll see where tomorrow leaves us, and we'll go from there.
Away from your conversations in regards to fall sports in Michigan, that hey, you guys took a break today and you'll wrap them up tomorrow, and we'll talk to start the Huge Show tomorrow a little after 3 o'clock. When Ohio announced that they were going to play football, have you talked with the Ohio High School Association people? Have you had discussions with those bordering states that are playing, and why there is a difference between a state border with one state playing and one state not playing?
So I'm on a Zoom call on, if not a daily basis, it's almost an every other day basis, whether it's the directors from the Midwest states, the directors from the Big Ten states, directors from the entire country. That was yesterday's call yesterday. So certainly what you know, you're learning with this is, I think one of the frustrations we all have is there really hasn't been much of a national plan of how to address COVID and the response to that, and we're really it's fallen on individual states. And I think the diversity that we have in our 50 states across the country, you can see that same diversity in how each state has handled different things in light of the pandemic. So no, it's you know, some parts of that information exchange is good to know what some of the common issues and concerns are, but yet you know, there are some geographic and weather barriers for moving sports and those kinds of things. So those sessions are helpful, but by no means, I don't think there's a single copycat out there of, you know, State A is doing exactly like State B or completely different than State C.
I would think there's a lot of frustration when you're talking to those high school directors, and a lot of uncertainty and, hey, we're going to proceed. But, man, there's probably not any just confirmation that we feel good about every decision we're making when it comes to these state high school directors that border Michigan.
Well, look at the world of college sports. You've got the majority of colleges who didn't just make the move to postpone football, but did that with all of their fall sports, all the way from the junior colleges to the NAIAs to Division III, Division II, and you know, 40% of the Power Five conferences made that move. So I think that you know, those differences in terms of your region or area of the country and mindset and all those things, you know, I think those differences aren't just in high school athletics, but they're certainly in the college space as well as I think all layers of society right now. So that's, and of course, without you know, with really states taking on a lot of these issues you know, on their own, that's why you do see a lot of differences when you look across the country.
Mark Huell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Yeah, my son's youth football league, Forest Hills Youth Football, they do a great job. He's going in eighth grade. I've had, you know, three kids play in that football league, and, you know, they put safety first. And, you know, last Friday, Saturday morning, they were trying to find fields, and they were going to forge ahead. And they reached a point, sent out a very well-thought-out email yesterday about this time, and it was just too much of a split decision. And I think you guys probably can, you know, feel that and have felt it and do feel it right now in East Lansing, where, You know, it was kind of split between their boards, split between parents, even some kids who didn't want to play. And there was just, you have to be in unison with a major majority to move forward. So they decided that they will follow the high school model, whatever it is, in the spring for their, you know, 78ers and third and fourth and fifth and sixth.
You know, it that's been one of the challenges of the pandemic, because we haven't, you talk about that split, we haven't been able to get the majority of people on the same page really about anything. I mean, my gosh, Bill, in the middle of a pandemic, we had to have a public service campaign to get folks to wear a mask. And, you know, for, you know, as difficult as it was back in April and May with the quarantine and the closing of schools and those things, and you just would have thought that most folks would have really bought into the concept that we need to do whatever we can now to ensure and guarantee some opportunities a little bit later on. And you know, I think what is the most frustrating part now for everybody is, in some respects, here in August, it's not a whole lot different than where we were back in April and May. So, yeah, certainly, you know, a lot of division, a lot of, you know, differing views, and you just wish that people would do all the things that I think everybody can agree on for health and safety, of keeping your distance and washing your hands and wearing a mask. And I think the sooner that all of us can get on that page, hopefully the quicker we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
Yeah, and everybody, there's a feeling of, hey, we really want to do this, but the unknown is too big out there for us to step forward. I've said it even before your decision-making process on no high school football in the fall, even before the Big Ten. You can go back and listen to free podcasts at thehugeshow.net. In July, I thought, when football conversation started happening more, that to be the first to play football, which I think was it almost like Utah last week? Were they the first to actually
play
a game?
Yep.
Right?
Out in Utah.
High school football. Right. You know, to be the first to step out. And again, depending on, you know, you're Utah, there's not a lot of high population areas outside of Salt Lake City. It's different, you know, diversity in terms of politics, people, and places in all these states in America, right?
It is. Our diversity in many cases is a strength, but I think what you know, we've seen now here, when you are dealing with a healthcare pandemic, I mean, that's what everybody has been calling it, you know, since March. And when you then need everybody to kind of buy into at least, you know, some basic things to do that really are for the betterment of everybody, and you could just see that we've had a tough time getting everybody on those same pages. So, yeah, for those of us who, you know, are just looking for ways to, where our kids especially, you know, we as adults many times are able to kind of put our feelings, our thoughts, our needs aside. But, you know, a lot of us, I think, would do just about anything for our kids and for, you know, everybody, just to keep doing the right thing so we can give at least our kids, first and foremost, some of those, you know, norms that they're used to, I think would go an awful long way for all of our mental health and outlook right now.
Yeah, speaking of mental health, Mark, since the Michigan High School Athletic Association made that decision to move high school football from the fall to the spring last Friday afternoon, what has it been like in your world, your team's world at the MHSAA offices in Lansing? Would you say that the majority of calls, complaints, comments, whether it's, you know, at MHSAA on Twitter, online at MHSAA.com, MHSAA on Facebook, what would you say, just a gut guesstimate on the majority of complaints? What have they been like? How much support have you had? How's that balance?
Well, you know, those kinds of things come with the territory. You know, it's really easy to come on your show, Bill, when it's to talk about, you know, positive things or upcoming events, or even over the summer, to where, you know, we still had weeks out in front of us and even months out in front of us about what the fall could look like and what are some contingencies. It's really easy to have those conversations. It becomes much more difficult when you have to make some tough decisions, and then, you know, the reaction and feedback that you get from that. You understand, you know, everybody wants to be a leader when times are are good, but you just have to understand that the opinions and feedback that you get from folks that that disagree, that is just part of the territory. That comes with the job, and that I think the quicker you understand that, the better off that you're going to be. So certainly, the feedback and reaction, certainly not surprised. I think a lot of it right now is fueled by the frustration that almost all of us have just with the pandemic in general. And I think that there were a lot of people looking to the start of the school year and in the start of sports, especially when our numbers were headed in such a positive direction back in June. I really think that a lot of us thought that was, Bill, we've talked all summer about the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think right, wrong, or indifferent, subconsciously, I think that's where a lot of us kind of set that light, and that's where it was originating. And then when you find out that those plans for a normal August have to be postponed or moved or changed, I think the reaction you get certainly is for the decision itself, but I really think it's a culmination of the frustration that all of us have felt with all of the changes and impact that this has had on our lives going back to that March. So I do think you need to keep all those things in mind when you're listening to that feedback, both positive and negative.
Mark Yule, Executive Director of Michigan High School Athletic Association Executive Council. They hope to have more information on fall sports for Michigan high schools today, but they took a break. There is a lot to discuss, a lot to plan, and they will, within 24 hours, he'll join us on the show again, Mark will, and we'll find out what the Executive Council and the Michigan High School Athletic Association team has to say about high school sports in Michigan. Mark, I know there wasn't a lot you could update, but I appreciate your transparency and you taking the time, and we'll plan on 3:05 tomorrow.
Sounds good. And yes, like I said, Bill, we've said for weeks, August 20th was that date for the group of sports that we're addressing now, and we're going to be people of our word, and we'll talk tomorrow on the 20th.
All right, Mark. I know it's not easy, and I appreciate you pushing through, okay?
Thanks, Bill. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, Mark Yule joining us.